report. I think we have a memo from Riley.
Completion of the PMP recoupment for the overpayments that have been completed. That was confirmed with the auditor controller's office. And so that whole recruitment regarding the panel management overpayments to the four retirees has been completed.
My fellow board members were not happy.
But, yeah, but thank you for the
why did you let this happen? I voted against it.
They're welcome to come to any meeting and speak up.
Yeah, they are, and I explained the rationale for it, so it all worked out.
And they were still unhappy.
But nicely done.
Just a couple small items for the next audit committee meeting. We've confirmed with Harsh Jedev, he's the chief of internal audit at Acera, that will come talk about an in-house internal audit function. And then Corey Wells from Sinera, who will be talking about outsourced and co-sourced internal audit activities. And then taking the direction from the board today, I'll provide an informational memo where we're at with the GASB 72 work that we've done already. So then we can discuss that and then take advisement at that committee meeting as well.
Great. Thank you. Christina? Okay. Henry?
It's all good. A lot of learning process here. Thank you very much for the feedback.
And Tim?
Just a quick update on the liquidity search. We've been engaged in lots of on-site due diligence in collaboration with Verus, with a select group of managers. We're looking to have a meeting with Verus tomorrow to come up with some proposed structures that the board will discuss probably in August at this point.
Gail?
One thing I wanted to mention was yesterday we did have our second annual staff development day. It was a really great day for everyone. We had some training on harassment and anti-bullying. We had a couple hour session on strategic planning. We had a whole afternoon discussion on work-life balance. We had someone talk with us about how we can work better and more efficiently, how to manage our emails, various other topics that I thought was pretty relevant. And he also went over how do you achieve a better work-life balance so that when you're at work, you can focus more fully on work and vice versa. So it was just a really, really nice day, I think.
Sorry, I missed it.
Good.
Yeah.
I know I called because I wanted to ask a question, and that said, we're all in staff training. We won't be available today.
We're all working on work about life balance.
We're enjoying life now. Yeah. Skipping work today.
I think, Harvey, you get the honors for outside professional.
I guess. There are actually two things I want to mention very quickly. One, in this whole world of pension spiking, we got a very strong opinion from the Court of Appeals last week for CalPERS against the former city manager of Vallejo, mm-hmm. as Vallejo was going down the tubes. And the city manager, they basically did a behind-the-closed-door deal with the city manager to boost this person to a $350,000 a year pensionable income. And on behalf of CalPERS, we took it all the way through the process and got a reported decision. It's important here because it deals with publicly available pay schedules, mm-hmm. especially for your high senior officials in a county or a city or something like that. And what is not a publicly available, remember in the PEPRA standard, for all of our new PEPRA members, their salaries have to be reported on a publicly available pay schedule. And this stands for what is not a publicly available pay schedule, and what is not is a secret contract done in violation of the Brown Act, behind closed doors with no notice to the public.
Right.
That is not a publicly available pay schedule. That's going to have some valuable throw weight for one of our pending litigation
yes.
matters,
yes.
as you can all imagine. But it's a published opinion. It will be citable up and down the state. So I'm happy to have got that one under our belt. I mean, frankly, as a personal comment, it was a travesty as that city was going down the yeah. tank mm-hmm. that this thing was allowed to happen. The public had no idea what was going on. The other thing is a shout out. I want to give a shout out to Raleigh. I had the pleasure of attending the Calipers Trustee Roundtable last month because I was doing a presentation for them, and I had the opportunity to sit through Raleigh's presentation with the new CalPERS Chief Compliance Officer, and the two of them were called upon to educate the trustees from around the state on what the hell does a compliance officer do and why do you have one in a system the size of CICERA and how can we do that. Absolutely terrific presentation, great feedback from everyone. I thought Raleigh did just a stunning demonstration of the value of that role and an explanation that everybody could get their arms around. And so I think he did CICERA quite proud, and I want to congratulate him and the system for putting him in the position where trustees from around the state could really get an idea of the value added of a compliance officer. Because it's a cost item, and they needed to understand why it was worth the cost, and I thought he made it very clear. So, great job.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And Manoel Seraldi, he may be doing this again at the Sackers fall.
Okay. That was just a rehearsal. You just didn't know it.
Hearing in a theater in your neighborhood. So.
I think we have our keynote speaker for Sackers.
Well, I guess it's funny. I just sent an email this morning. Actually, Dan asked me yesterday about seeing you, so I sent to see if there's an open spot. Okay. At a concurrent session for you. And and invite back that same person from CalPERS.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'll let you know.
Be great. Happy to.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'd like not to have you pass your resumes around at that one. That was not a nice touch at this last meeting.
The last one, obviously, is trustees. Before we get into it formally, I wanted to comment that for any of you that gets the LMYA Weekly, there was a great article on Candace. And there was something in there that I wasn't aware of, that she and Barry Obama were almost classmates. You might describe...
In high school, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, a fun article for those who haven't read it. So, any other trustee comments?
I do. Go ahead, Scott.
Oh, I just wanted to take the occasion to welcome two of Concord's finest here today. I was delighted to see you both. Yeah. Feel bad you have to stand through the entire meeting,
but
really, really, really great to have them with us. In my prior life, when I first started practicing law, I was almost exclusively tasked with representing the city of Concord and specifically the police department. So my era is the George Straka era. That'll date me a little bit, but you'll see his picture on the wall, and I'm sure it's in home.
They were still on horseback.
Anyway, delighted to have you guys here. Thanks.
We're there.
Yeah, I had the two-day meetings at Sackers this week, and so we've got a lot coming up. I may have mentioned we're doing a rebranding, so we're looking at new kind of logos and everything, and also come up with a new tagline, and we're updating a website. It's going to be similar to ours, you know, more modern, and we're really pushing for more trustee involvement. Part of what we're going to do as a board, we're going to visit different associations and just find out why people are not going or what they'd like to see better, and we'll be sending out a survey. So our goal for this year, we have several, but one of them is really to try to get more trustees attending. Second thing, the Sackers conference will be on the day of the election. It's on a Tuesday. So we're trying to get, originally Wednesday, but it looks like maybe Thursday, we're trying to get a political speaker there to kind of recap it. So if anybody knows of anybody, we tried for Wednesday, but it appears everybody would be very busy up late Tuesday night. So if you know anybody, please let me know.
How about Bernie?
Bernie's
available.
Anyway.
Before we adjourn, what do we have set up, if anything, for Mr. Huss?
Well, we do have something set up. Is he
here? He's been out. When I came in, Brian was out there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So
why didn't he come in?
He wants to make a big presentation, walk in, and we all...
Yeah. So we do, we're going to have a little recognition celebration for Brian Hast, who has served as 18 years as a trustee on the CICERA board.
Do you want me to go for you?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's nice.
A is on the A.
We're doing that before adjournment, right?
Yeah. I would assume before adjournment. Okay. Yes, and then adjourn following the recognition, and then we can have the cake.
We will adjourn in honor of former trustee Hess.
There he is.
There he is.
Good to see everyone. Yeah, you didn't need the cops here, though.
There's a warrant out for you.
Just in case.
I've got some officers sitting in my office to get back to deal with. So, well, you know, this is really nice. I'm going to miss coming here on Wednesday, but I have a lot more free time. My emails are kind of way back. It was fun, and it was a great time, great getting to know everybody. You know, as I look around here, I've been associated with this Jerry and I came on about the same time, I think. You've been retired a long time, Jerry.
I know.
So I noticed the secretary, chairperson, and vice chair didn't change. That's good.
They didn't.
I think that was a wise.
They did not.
The
board was deadlocked. So.
I have the great privilege of presenting you with something that I know you'll find of high value just when maybe you have a little less need of a clock. But it reads, Brian Hast, Board Trustee, 1998. Wow.
Wow.
So lapping 17 at the time.
2 seconds. Thank you for your time and dedication to Sisera.
Terry has the wristband.
That's right. I'd give it to you, but my pants will fall off.
You don't want that.
No.
Well, I'm sure you guys are going to be able to make it just fine without me, and I'll be reading about you in the paper. So. That's a nice thing. I don't have to look forward to seeing my name in the paper.
That's roll calls.
Exactly.
Never know when you might be back, though.
Do you have any special recollection of the 18 years, an event that stays with you more than others?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. When I first came on the board, we had a great deal of excess earnings.
Yeah.
Not fully funded, but we had a lot of excess earnings.
Yeah.
And then we went through the period where we didn't have any excess earnings, and we were earning in the negative. And each of those had its own issues. And having too much money is not a good thing, and not having enough money is also not a good thing. Yes. Somewhere in the middle is kind of the best. Because when you had too much money, everybody wanted a piece of it.
Everybody wanted
a piece of it. It's like winning the lottery, I think, and you have all these relatives
friends you never knew you had.
And then when we went through the period of negative earnings, it was very stressful. We had a plan and followed that plan, and it all worked out. And you never know. I may come back. I may retire someday. Jerry?
Yeah. Time you retire, we're ready to leave.
So I may be back. So never say never. But I've enjoyed it. We have a great new CEO. We've got a great staff. And it was also fun being CEO for about 4 months.
That's right.
And an unpaid volunteer job. But nonetheless, it was interesting because I got to kind of see what goes on behind the curtain. And it's amazing what staff and they do on a daily basis to keep this thing running. So it's nice sitting around this table a couple of times a month and proclaiming new policies and things like that. How it actually gets implemented. Take care of the staff.
Brian, what was your most memorable positive experience on the board?
Probably be John Joy and Richard arguing, right?
Those must have been a lot of fun.
You know, it was probably when we developed got the legislation passed for the additional $200 for the people who had fallen a month, who had fallen behind because of inflation. That was probably.
What was that called? Do you remember? I don't remember.
You know, it was Richard's idea initially.
Yeah.
I don't think we had a name for it.
Dollar
it
was power just, or something.
Yeah, that was the one that.
Dollar power was a separate thing. These were people who had even fallen apart.
Okay. So for you, it was a $200 issue that Richard brought up and that went through the assembly and came back and they said, okay.
Yeah. It was that period of hyperinflation where
the money was there.
Massive amounts
What was that? About 1.25 million that was available for that, wasn't it? I think that's what the
I forget what the dollar amount was, but that was during a period of time when we had excess earnings. I do think our excess earnings policy is better now than it was then.
More realistic.
Yeah, I think it's really defined. There's a good definition on it, where it goes, what happens.
Because the market never goes up 100% of the time. Yeah. Fortunately, it doesn't go down 100% of the time. So
he did learn something over 18 years. One of your key learnings.
That's right. So you got to put the money away for a rainy day.
Yeah.
The truth.
Yeah.
Past experience is no guarantee of you know what.
No. Waking up yesterday morning is no guarantee you're going to
wake up again in the morning. But let's not talk about your married life.
That's true. I had a long talk with Dr. McDonald and kind of filled him in on how things operate and kind of what to expect. I think he'll do a very good job. I reminded him that you have to take off your labor hat when you sit at the table, or your president of your union when you sit at the table, or your personal issues when you sit at the table. And I think he understands that when he gets back from his vacation, he'll be ready to hit the ground running. So.
You and I got that from Pat Wiggett.
We did.
To the core.
We did.
I'll never forget that.
Pat always threatened to put a hat tree over here. So take your hat off when you come into the room. But it was fun. I learned all about building construction and air dams. You never know what you're going to pick up here. We learned about where's Karen?
She's not here.
We learned about probate law in Oregon.
Yeah.
Don't die in Oregon.
all sorts of marriage dissolution law. All sorts of healthcare issues and conditions and diseases and things like that. And it's a very well-rounded. I don't know how these experiences would translate to another type of job.
That's right.
It's kind of a unique group of experiences and knowledge that you pick up.
You know, you carried us through a pretty traumatic time when you sat on that chair.
Yeah.
I mean, that we were going out on our own. We were looking for somebody to lead us. I mean, it was tough times. Yeah. And I'm glad you were there. That's all I can say. I think you did a wonderful job. I think
it's okay to me.
A lot of us kept our cool because of the way you led from that chair. And it helped go through what I thought was probably, in my time here, the most not knowing what's going to happen in the next month period of time. And we just kept on going. The ship kept on moving through the water. It was in the right direction. A lot of that had to do with you. So, you know, I thank you for that and for that time.
Thank you.
It was good.
I think the becoming independent is a very good thing. It was rocky to begin with, but
we have good staff, and Christina was fabulous. With all the HR, thank you very much. And she learned a lot about building construction.
Yeah.
It might make sense to adjourn in your honor, and we can certainly continue this conversation over cake, coffee, and fruit, and anything anyone else would like. And,
very well.
Let's adjourn the meeting in Brian Haas' honor, and thank him for 18 years of service to this entity.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Huh?
We're being recorded.
All right.